Welcome to Bible Baptist Church of Selah, Washington. This is Aaron Pauley saying, stay tuned for 15 minutes of encouragement from God's Holy Word, from Pastor Charles Bonner. So if you have a chance, we would like you to take your Bible and join us as we listen. And here is Pastor Bonner.
Well, hello there. This is Pastor Bonner, and I just want to take a minute to thank you for tuning into our program today here at Bible Baptist Church. I want to talk to you about three kinds of faith, and we're going to start off with 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 22. So I want to encourage you, if you would, to maybe get a piece of paper or pen or pencil or get your Bible, jot down some notes so you can check out the references. And while I'm here, I'd also like to just invite you to come out and visit us at Bible Baptist Church of Selah. We're located out on Selah Loop and Tibling Road, about 2.5 miles north of Selah High School. We'd love to have you come out and be an honored guest. Our phone number is 697-8895. That's 697-8895. Area code is 509. If you have a question, a prayer request, or anything like that, but we'd love to hear from you. Maybe you want to know more about our church. You know what? When we talk about faith and three kinds of faith, faith is mentioned 245 times in the King James Version of the New Testament. And the average Christian, number one, knows he needs faith. Number two, he knows the Lord commands it for us to have faith. And number three, the average Christian hopes he has it. And number four, isn't sure how to get it. And so the Bible puts faith into three basic categories. Living faith, that's all men use it. Saving faith is all men need it. And approving faith, again, all men, all Christians need it. Now, living faith here, I want to take a minute. That's the source of living faith is man. Unsaved people have a type of faith, but they tend to take things for granted. But they put faith in things, quote unquote, like, okay, the alarm clock, the traffic light, your car, faith in things like that. They put faith in people, your employers, hey, your doctor. How about a pilot? You take a flight on an airplane, and you get on that airplane, and you could say, well, I flew to Cleveland. I flew to Dallas. In all reality, you didn't fly anywhere. The plane did. You and I get on the plane. We set back. We have to trust in the pilot and the co-pilot. But more than that, we have to trust in the people who built it, made the materials, and the engineers and the scientists and so on, and all the people who put it together. We have to put our faith that they did a good job and that pilot is going to get us there. We put our faith in organizations such as schools and clubs or unions and so on. But that purpose is to live smoothly, okay? Now, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22, he said, flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. So everybody has a type of faith, but they put that faith in things, but those things can often fail us. The second one is a saving faith. Number one, we all have a living faith, but you know what? There is a saving faith. In 2 Corinthians, I'm going to turn over there, chapter 13 and verse number 5. The Bible says, examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. So he said, examine yourselves there whether you be in the faith. Christ is the source of saving faith, and all men need it. Listen, if you're not saved today, you need to put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ and make sure that you are born again. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9 said, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now I'm going to go toward the back of our Bible to the book of Jude. And there, just before the book of Revelation, we find the book of Jude, and there's only one chapter. So let's go to verse 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and to exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith, which was once delivered unto the saints. He talked about that common salvation. That common salvation is basically this. If when you're saved, we all got saved the same way. Listen, when I got saved, and if you're saved, we all got saved by putting our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, asking him to forgive us of our sins. Now, we all might have been in different places. I prayed and trusted Christ as my Savior in the bedroom of my home as a young man growing up in Detroit. But as a Christian, as a pastor, I've led people to the Lord in church. I've led a farmer to the Lord out by his hog pen in southern Iowa. I led a man to the Lord on a street corner in Racine, Wisconsin. I started one church in Wisconsin. I worked in the foundry at Case Tractor. I've led people to the Lord in the foundry stand of J.I. Case Tractor Company, Racine, Wisconsin. I was later starting some works. I was in the furniture business. I was a businessman in the Milwaukee area. I'd have people come into the store and say, Chuck, I understand that you're a preacher. I said, yes, I am. And we get to talking. I've led people to the Lord Jesus Christ in a furniture store there in Menasha, Wisconsin, and in Milwaukee area of Wisconsin. I've led people to the Lord over the telephone. I was doing a radio program one time, and someone called in and asked about it. It was a call-in program with pastors. And they said, how can I be sure I'm saved? And I talked to the man over the phone. It was being broadcast as we talked live. And over the phone, he prayed and asked Jesus Christ to come into his heart to save his soul. I've led some friends of mine as I've been on the opposite part of the country. And one good friend of mine in Indiana was sick, and I heard about it, and I called him on the phone. I had witnessed to him before, and he didn't want to listen. But when he lay in his sickbed, he realized a need, and so he prayed over the phone and received Jesus Christ as his Savior. Listen, people can be saved anywhere, any place, but that common salvation, we all get saved the same way. And the purpose is to live eternally. You have the ability and the choice to reject Jesus Christ as your Savior or to accept him as your Savior. I've led people to the Lord in their homes and many other places. Now, thirdly, there's a proving faith. Not only is there a living faith that all men have, and even unsaved people have a certain amount of faith, but there's a saving faith, and Jesus Christ is the source of that, and all men need it. Now, there's a proving faith. If you're saved, there's a proving faith. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence, that's the proof, of things not seen. And my friends, most Christians lack that proving faith. Faith is to be exercised. It's to be exercised, number one, for our confidence that God is here with us. It needs to be exercised, secondly, for our assurance that God loves us. All my friends, you know that God loves you more than you can ever imagine. And faith is to be exercised, number three, for our hope. That's to anticipate with pleasure or expectation for our hope. Listen, faith is to be exercised, and our faith is to be exercised. Not only is it to be, but it's exercised. I want to give you a couple examples here over in Matthew chapter 6 and verse number 33. Matthew chapter 6 and verse number 33, where Jesus said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And so he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Faith is to be exercised by our actions. Are you putting your faith and trust in the Lord? Are you putting God first in your life? And he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then God said, I'll take care of your basic daily needs if you put God first. And then over in the book of James, our faith is to be exercised here in James chapter 2 and verse number 17. That's James chapter 2, verse number 17. He said, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. And so we're to have our faith exercised by the way we live our lives. He said, yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. He said, show me thy faith without your works. I'll show you my faith by my works. Faith is exercised by our daily living and living for the Lord. Works don't save us, but they are an outward manifestation of the faith in our heart. Now, verse 19, thou believest there is one God, thou doest well. The devil also believes and trembles. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? So faith is to be exercised by our witness. And then it's to be exercised by our giving of our time and our talents and, yes, our money. Over in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 5. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse number 5, the Bible says, talking about the Christians at Macedonia, and they were in poverty. But he says, "And this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God." You see, they first put their faith and trust in the Lord, and they had nothing to give materially or financially, but what they gave was their selves. God wants you to give yourself to Him. And so when we look at this, it's not just always about money, but faith and trusting and blessings and obedience. Yes, God wants us to give our hearts to Him. He wants your soul. He wants to save you. And when you're saved, He wants you to live for Him. But faith is exercised by what we do. That's our actions, how we walk the walk and talk the talk. It's the outward revealing of our inward faith. So I ask you today, who are you in your faith? Are you living for the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you serving the Lord Jesus Christ? But most importantly, have you trusted in Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior? So the question I'll ask you is, if you died right now, if you died today, where would you spend eternity? Oh, that's the all-important question. The Bible said you can know you have eternal life. My friends, if you're not sure, if you say, "I think I'm sure of heaven, I hope I'm sure of heaven," my friends, that's not being 100% sure. John said you can know, that's 100%. John said you can know that you have eternal life. And if you're not 100% sure that you're saved, I want to plead with you right now, wherever you're at, to pray and ask God, say, "God, forgive me of my sins. I know I'm a sinner, forgive me. And Jesus Christ, come into my heart and save me. In Jesus' name, amen." Would you believe that? Would you pray that? Would you trust in Jesus Christ? And if you're saved and you're not serving the Lord, I plead with you to get back and serve the Lord, to trust in Him, to live for Him, to read your Bible daily, to pray daily, and find a good local New Testament Baptist church to get into and serve. Three kinds of faith I shared with you today, and I hope and pray that it's been a help to you and a blessing to you. If you have a question about anything, call us at 509-697-8895. You might want to know more about our church, or maybe you have a question, maybe you have a prayer request. So listen, Pastor Bonner saying thank you, God bless, have a great week in the Lord.
Thank you for listening in, and tune in next Saturday at the same time. This is Aaron Pauley for Bible Baptist Church saying, have a great day in the Lord.